money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
We have an exciting guest in the studio with us this morning. We've already been laughing and having a good time on the way in. So we thought we'd just start the show and invite you into the conversation as we normally do. So a little bit of housekeeping, and then we're going to get right into it. This is a guest, if you are listening or have heard of 99.1 CHRI, i.e. you're listening to that station
unless
right now.
You're listening to the podcast and right, you don't listen to CHRI.
Then you could listen 99.1 on iHeartRadio and all the other places you can get it on virtual as well, because it's the best place for Christian music here in the Ottawa area. And I don't know,
and
nationally
Canada.
And all of that.
I would
stuff,
say Canada. Pretty biased.
99.1 is not sponsoring the show today, though, although that's a big plug. So there we are. The sponsor for today's show is notmine.ca, and I'm going to plug them as well, just as big. They are such a great partner for us, not just that they sponsor the show here, but in the conversations that we get to have and the information that they have at notmine.ca. So you go there and there's all kinds of resources. There's all kinds of money and God things. So if you're listening to this show, you know we talk about the hard issues around money. We know we talk about God and money. And guess what? This is the online version of that. So really thankful for Financial Discipleship Canada and notmine.ca and their partnership in so many ways with us.
Great. So Bill Stevens is here, and lots of you, as Dave,
are you going to do an intro for Bill? Like, should I do like a?
No, he's going to introduce himself. He is talking not as a rep of CHRI today. He's talking as an ambassador of Christ.
Okay.
Oh,
there you go. Like, now you're on the hot seat.
Thank you. I was talking to Diane this morning. Diane's a very important person on our team, and she was talking about prophetic word, and I said, I have a word for you, Jesus. And she said, amen. That's a word for all of us.
There you go. Anyway, Bill, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and then share, because at the top of the show, we always share a scripture. So I had asked you are the third story of 2025 where you're going to share God's goodness of provision in your life. And is there just tell us about yourself and that scripture.
Well, I'll lead up to it by telling you a little bit about some of the experiences I've had. And I had a lot of dealings with lawyers over the years, and all kinds of lawyers, copyright lawyers, civil, you name it. And I've learned that it's like the old Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You know, the ugly lawyers actually stole from me, and I won't name them. And the bad lawyers, showed up in court and forgot the evidence and whatever, and poor defense. And the good ones were absolutely amazing. And they were good friends, strong supporters, encouragers, but they did their job. They did their due diligence and so forth, and helped me tremendously at difficult times in my life. So, so I thought I'd give you a scripture that is more general than that, but it's kind of something that it bothered me so much because there were all these people that were not good, that were challenging, that were sometimes very angry or very naughty.
Yeah.
Not nice. And so as I read through scripture, I go all over there. I've read the Bible many times. And as I got down into John, I hit 1 John 5:19. And everything came into focus for me because suddenly, the scripture in my version of it is the Bible according to Bill, the whole world is controlled by the evil one, but Jesus has come. We're children of God, and Jesus has come so that we would know the truth. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the whole world is controlled by the evil one, well, we know God is in control, but it's just the idea that the whole world is evil. Mm-hmm. But we know Jesus Christ. So we know the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is not the whole world is evil, but that God is in control. But boy, there's a lot of evil out there, and you've got to be strong in your faith so that you can deal with it. Mm-hmm. And the best way to deal with most of it is to ignore it. Stay away from it.
Right.
It's like media. You know, we're media. The news here on CHRI is the good news. That's the only news we have, because a lot of the news is, you know, is very distressing. Very even the weather can be very worrisome. You know, and so you know.
Wait a minute. They got to pause. That is the truly Canadian segue into weather.
The weather.
We really can't have a Canadian show without just at least referencing the weather once. So way to go. Right. We fulfilled that requirement with the CRTC.
Yeah. That's
so.
Right. We've done the weather.
Yes.
And the forecast is a change.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that's a Bible verse that was a real eye opener for me.
And did that encourage you, like, in those spaces of, like, the good and the bad and the ugly, or I've got it mixed up, but was that, like, did that become like a place of strength for you? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Knowing that we know the truth and therefore we do have that strength was huge for me. There's no downside to this particular verse. Just knowing that, you know what, the world is evil. Mm-hmm. Well, just accept that, and then you can say, okay, let's focus on what is good. But it is evil, so don't be surprised when you hear bad news or bad weather forecast, you know.
I guess it goes, but we've been talking about, you had read that stat about expectation, when we're expecting something, but like the traumatic things become so traumatic. You were reading it somewhere because
we figured out 50% when you go through a negative experience, 50% of the negativity is actually surprise. So when you are prepared for, then I'm not surprised, it actually has significantly less impact on how you respond to it. Whereas if you're surprised, you're like, oh, my whole world's falling apart because I was surprised by that. But the reality is, and so the comment was, is that 50% of our response to negative things is actually from the surprise, how we manage
it. It makes sense. You know, I get a kick out of the driver who's in front of you and is approaching an intersection and the light is green and they're slowing down. And then the light changes and they go, you see, I knew that light was going to turn red.
Mm-hmm. They're driving so slow. I get it.
It became the inevitable.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little, who are you married to and who are your kids?
I'm glad you asked. Denise, who I met when she was 15, I was 16. And that's another whole story. Mm-hmm. Denise is, what she did for me is family. My family was somewhat dysfunctional. We had some challenges. Dad was married 3 times. I like to tell people that my father and my grandfather were both born in 1888. Another story. Mm-hmm. But you see, our family, we're extremely close. We've developed, an arts and technology kind of focus in the family, but, our son Will is the designer of all our, graphic designs and the cars that if you haven't seen them, you have missed something. and he's also our producer here at the station. And after doing the design work for years, we finally had an opening when our dear Dan left, and we were able to bring Will in, who had also been producing for other people and so on.
And he produces this.
And he produces this.
So when we reference Will, our producer, that's the Will.
Yeah, that's the Will. And, Care is, this young lady is what they call a triple sensation. She competed in the contest that CBC held where they auditioned young people from across the country on their ability to act, sing, and dance. She was one of the final 40 in the whole country out of who knows how many hundreds. Mm-hmm. And she didn't make the final cut to be in the show, but it's just her nature. She insisted on watching the show because those were her friends.
Oh, yeah.
That is so much Care. And if you listen to her show in the afternoon or any of her little bits of wisdom, she's a sweetheart. And of course, all this comes from Denise, a very close, large French-Canadian family. Mm. And such a blessing to all of us.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So in your journey of raising your family and being married and all the, I mean, you could talk for hours about crazy stories you have. Like, you're quite a fascinating guy to listen to. Aww. But how has God met your needs, like financially, provision-wise? Like, what have you seen him do in your life?
We started out, Denise and I, with, I was entrepreneurial, and she got a job in the government. And she wasn't satisfied with where she was. And I was traveling around the world producing films and television shows and series and so forth. So she decided to go back to university. And so she went for 10 years, two nights a week, every week, winter, spring, summer, and fall, to university, until she got not only her bachelor's degree, but she got her master's degree in public administration, which is like an MBA. Right. And so she had this brilliant career where she was dealing with the prime ministers and ministers over the years. And meanwhile, I was building in the film industry. Mm-hmm. And the strategy was, I'm taking the risks, you're the security. So, for example, the house was always in her name. So we knew that if I ran into any difficulty, that would protect her and the family. So that's kind of the approach we took to everything in our marriage, from a financial perspective. Mm-hmm.
And I love the intentionality. I'm just throwing, again, so much of when we think about the story around money is just thinking through what's important for you and Denise, what's important for you as a family, and how did, and in your case, you built this barrier around, we want to make sure you always have a place to live. So Denise, that's the house, and that's the, again, that's the intentionality of those choices. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I hear that, like just that snippet, I think, God is our provider. And sometimes we hear a narrative lately that says, God just isn't providing for me. But what I hear from what you've both have just said, there were plans in place, but Denise did something really intentional for 10 years and she didn't give up.
She felt that building a career was partly something to do. I was always traveling. I was away a lot.
Did you have kids then already?
No.
Okay.
No. And in fact, we were a little slow in having children from the grandparents' point of view. but that first 10, 12 years was me building business, her building her ability to work and give herself more value in her work.
Okay. Were you guys following Christ at the time? Like, I don't even know this part of your story.
No, we came from different backgrounds and we made a decision early on. It's another story, but my family fell away from the church.
Okay.
And then her family fell away from the church. So when we got married, this is funny. Her family's French Canadian, my family English. Her family didn't speak a lot of English, and we didn't have a church. And a United Church pastor was kind enough to marry us. And so we told her family that when Catholics and Protestants get married, they do it in the United Church because then they're united. Right. And her family said, okay. And my family, having fallen away from the church, I think we're just excited that we were going to go into a church and make it a sacred commitment. But I would say I was baptized when I was about 12 or 13 in a Baptist church. And Denise grew up in a very devout Catholic family. So Christ was, I would say, was around us, was in our heads. What was missing was bringing Christ into our hearts.
Wow.
And that didn't come until much later. In fact, when we got married, we said, listen, we're not really going to, let's agree not to go, not to go to yours or mine or anybody else's. Kind of a dumb thing, but it was, it created peace. And then we carried on from there.
So let's fast forward to when you came to Christ and you started learning about him and all of that. I don't even think I threw this in as a question, but how did the ideas of generosity, giving, provision that, that God owns it all, how did that intersect with your life?
Well, this is always a difficult thing to express because we end up with just heartbreak. Because you realize that Christ has been there all along.
Yeah.
you know, he's always loved us. He's always given. He's always protected. He's just wanted that relationship. Mm-hmm. And we were just running around, just doing our own thing, you know. So when it comes to finances or family, you know, what's important to you? And that's when you realize that the most important thing is your relationship with Jesus. Yeah. And everything else follows. And it was just a great revelation and, you know, a lot of tears, a lot of soul searching. And, we started reading scripture and just became our lives, you know?
Yeah. Well, it is really interesting because that phrase you just said, I'm kind of taking over if you have a question.
You're allowed. I was just about to sneeze, so I just held that one back, but there we are.
You said everything else follows. Mm. And it reminded me of Lauren Jackson's book when he said what's the book called?
After the Faith Decision, All Else is Stewardship.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't know if the listeners are feeling it, but I'm just moved by that. It's just a given for you. Mm-hmm. Of course he's our provider. Of course because he's done so much. Mm-hmm. And I would say that sometimes I grew up in a Christian church. Which in a family I grew up believing. I mean, I've had my own transformation story, but it wasn't a given for me. I've had to wrestle with, does God really own it all? Does he I've had to wrestle with my own attitudes of entitlement and, you know, well, why do I have to give that? Or is it really just isn't 10% good enough? You know, I've had to wrestle these through in a different way. And for you, it just seems like, no, it all else follows that understanding of who Jesus is to us.
We've been through a lot in life up to that point, business experiences, family experiences, and so on. So it one thing leads to another. It's like, it's unfortunate, but quite often people don't come to an understanding of, you know, the purpose of God and Jesus and in their lives until they have a crisis. You know, and then you go searching for answers and hope and so on. And so we had a lot of that in our lives. So when we made the decision to follow Jesus with the children, they were just young adolescents. Mm-hmm. We were all baptized together. And, and so it was a wonderful thing. And, you know, you were asking about, you know, God meeting our needs. Mm-hmm. And, we've never wanted, there've been times when we wished we had more. but we've never been on the street, been starving or anything, you know, and we learned that that's because of him. But, when I came to CHRI, we were struggling financially when we were moving it forward.
The
radio station.
Yeah. Here. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We do a fundraiser called Share-a-thon or the anniversary. And when we do that, you're always just hanging on to the edge of your seat. Mm-hmm. Because the funding is important and the station, the people, the employees, their needs. And I mean, the whole thing is you feel it's on your shoulders. I'll never forget going to bed at night, first day of the fundraiser we're falling behind and of course, I'm like, did I say something? Forgive me. I don't know. Maybe I have to think this through better. What have I done wrong? And I'm not sure, you know, and then it hits me again that the Lord is sovereign. and I say, oh, listen, I got to get to sleep. God, would you please take care of this? You're going to be up all night anyway. Mm-hmm. And the next day we have a wonderful day.
I think we should incorporate that phrase into I don't know, marketing.
Say that again, because I think that's going to be good for a lot of people.
Well, when you're up all night worrying, give it up to God because he's going to be up all night anyway. Yeah, get a good night's sleep. You need it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Wow. And you fell asleep and the next day you said was a
great day.
You've seen a lot of fun stories of provision, I think, at CHRI, really.
Oh, the biggest one was probably when I first came here, the station was dying. Physically, old equipment, running out of steam, etc. And then a miracle happened. Somebody wanted to be on the same antenna as us, a company called Astral from Montreal. And the only way they could do that is if they replaced all of our equipment. So, you know, like probably $500,000. And they said, what else do you need? You know, coffee maker.
Let me make a list.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Oh, just amazing.
And you share these stories like, you know, we do share the provision stories or reflect back and we can express them in less than a minute. But actually, it was like days and wondering. And I'm sure, like, were you saying, Lord, we need so much. What do we do? Like,
you know, in the moment, we were just praying and struggling. And then it happened. And I think, you know, I learned one thing through that experience. When you persevere through a struggle, God may join you there. But when you give up, God may also join you there. God is always there. But, you know, perseverance is the key. And we did. And a lot of people were praying for us. A lot of people stepped up and helped us financially. And we're so thankful. But perseverance was the key. We had to be here for God to do what he does. And if we had fallen, then God would have been there to help us get back up.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
But the perseverance story, and I mean, maybe that's something people need to hear.
Well, certainly in this season, when there's so much uncertainty, you know, the message that I'm hearing from you, Bill, is just God is there. God is always there. He's up at night and he's up during the day, you know, so to speak. And so again, through all of these seasons, especially the season of uncertainty, God is there. So that's a great reminder.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, so can we pivot a little to the personal side? Is there a personal story where you can say, I mean, CHRI, some people might say, you know, the extra special place in God's heart. Not true. Not true.
CHRI is just special.
That's right.
But yeah, is there one story that you have that's just personal around for you?
Well, the biggest one is probably, now we're talking about my past, and there are things that happen that you have no control over, but you do everything you can. And sometimes you just don't know that, you know, that it's just not God's will. And that's why I say perseverance. You know, you persevere and there's a turning point where it becomes evident that, you know, you've got to shift, change direction. Mm-hmm. So hard to hear God's voice. That's our greatest challenge. We very rarely hear God speak to us audibly. So we rely on scripture and to get direction. But when I was in business many, many, many years ago, probably 40, there was an opportunity to take a company public, and a very exciting time. The company valuation was very strong. We had wonderful professionals helping us, great lawyers, great accountants, great stockbrokers, underwriters who were prepared to underwrite the company. So the launch into the stock market would have been pretty much covered already. And we were valued at about $14 million. And the offering was half of that. So we were only selling half of the company, but just maintaining control. And you business people listening will see the advantages of the balance there. Mm-hmm. And so exciting. And then the stock market crashed.
Right.
We were going public on Monday. And we were launching it. We had the dog and pony shows, as they call them, you know, the stock offering, the public appearances set up all over the country. Everything was just 100%. We went to bed, great weekend, woohoo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woke up Monday morning, stock market had crashed, 1987. And within 2 years, the company was gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, I did all the soul searching, you know, I didn't fix blame on anyone but myself. And then, and here's where a little humility comes in, and the Lord is always willing to provide.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like, oh, I didn't cause the stock market to crash.
Oh, mm-hmm. man. Were you carrying that idea, or did you even know you were carrying that?
I was carrying, maybe it didn't prepare, maybe I wasn't strong enough, maybe I didn't, maybe, you know, you do all, you know, and then if you stop and really give it serious thought, maybe God just had a different direction for you, and here we are, and praise the Lord.
And which goes back to your word, whether you persevere through it, he's with you, and if you fall, he's there with you, pulling you up.
Yeah.
And that's the provision. And that's, absolutely. I mean, and that's the provision financially.
And I think that's why Psalm 23 is, you know, the most popular scripture that we all know, because that's the journey in Psalm 23. Yeah. You know, God, you're going to meet all my needs, right? Yes. The Lord is my shepherd. Yeah. I shall not want.
Yeah.
And then a little further down, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And I mean, this is the story. This is what we're talking about. And this is really what we do, you know, as we journey through life is walk that walk. So maybe that's in conjunction with the verse you had, we're going to add in Psalm 23
absolutely
one of the verses. Yeah. So. Have you?
I my wheels are turning.
I was just going to say, she looks like she's got something else to say.
No, we got two minutes. I don't. But I'm just thinking that today, what I hear to encourage people with is that even if it's hard, and it will be hard, and it may not go the way you think, it's still understanding that he is with you, and that he is going to draw you into new places with him, because of who he is and what you encountered in that revelation, and then everything else follows. Like, that is just beautiful, Bill. Thank you very much for being here today.
He has a plan, and it's still unfolding.
It sure is. Yeah. Why don't you pray, Reb?
All right. Father, thank you so much for this day and this word and the story of your love and faithfulness in Bill, in Bill's life and his family's life. Thank you for what he does here at CHRI and for the ministry of this station. Lord, we are grateful most to you, Jesus. Thank you for your death and your suffering and your resurrection and the hope that you bring in our finances every single day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Great. Thanks again, Bill, for being with us. Of course, if you're listening on CHRI, you would have recognized that voice that's on usually during Sarathon is when we hear most from you, Bill, the executive director here at CHRI. Thank you to notmine.ca. That's the website to go to, financial discipleship. And of course, thank you for listening and joining us and sharing in the story. And maybe one of these days we'll get you on, because Reb is on the hunt for some great stories and how God's at work.
Thank you, Reb and Dave. We're very proud to have you on CHRI, and you're doing a wonderful job, and you're touching the lives of thousands of people. God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
So, and join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.